This Sunday. Side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino calls them as they sees them, and you better believe them. Here! Relevant news, biased opinions, and outright bullshit regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas, but mechanical trickery never before revealed over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Chris and Ray cuss each other down the track and barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil! All that and much more this Sunday at high noon on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and Live Feed, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Long Island Expressway to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the sign saying no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Sunday!
They mean what they say, mother. Mother! All right, mother. There's my mother on the screen right over there. My mother in crime, Chris Switzer. Ray Guarino. What's that? Why don't I hear you? Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, doing a Mother's Day special today with your hosts, Ray Guarino and Chris Switzer. How are you today, Chris? And why am I not hearing Chris? Come on. Not a good time for a equipment failure. Okay. I have, he's unmuted. I'm not hearing Chris. Dup, da, dup, da, da. All right. Well, yeah.
No, it's usually
this. Adobe, yeah. All righty. You are silent, so we don't hear you. Great. What a way to kick off a Mother's Day extravaganza. We are doing, that's unmuted, this, we are doing, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, this.
Working through the bugs.
No?
No. All right, no. So anyway, if you are, well, you have tuned in. We're doing a Mother's Day special like we've always done, except it's going to be interesting with one co-host, so I don't know how that's going to work.
I know.
Oh, Kim knows. Try it. Chris, speak. Nope, that didn't do it.
No?
That didn't do it either.
There we go. That was it. That was it.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Chris. Kim hit the magic button. Okay. We're what were we just talking about before the show? We were talking about the unexpected things that happen when you're trying to do a radio show.
Yes, it was totally unexpected.
That's exactly what happens. And
oh,
there's,
boy.
There's no way around it. It just happens, and it did. So
yes.
So now we'll go out.
We're all together now.
Yeah, now we can open the doors and go out into the room.
Here we are. Oh, it's good to be here on the Mother's Day show, the Mother's Day extravaganza, right here on Motormouth Radio with a sea of thousands all here in Motormouth Radio Central. Having a good time hanging out in this fine, upstanding Sunday. And I know I had a very good Mother's Day morning, giving out all the Mother's Day festivities and getting all that done. And now we're ready to rock and roll with the best bits of what, 2021, 2022?
Pretty much. Now, we have a surprise one. This one goes back a while. So, Rob Leonard is here. He is leaving to go to his mom's, to celebrate Mother's Day with his mom. So, Chris, why don't you kick this off and tell us what this bit is all about?
You know, it literally was 10 years ago. And I was looking for a great open. I always love when Rob Leonard opens our show. And I was looking for a great Rob Leonard talk-in to the Mother's Day show, which I couldn't find. But I found this bit from May of 2012 where Rob is doing his show and gets an unexpected call.
Uh-huh.
And let's take it from there, because it was a true joy.
Okay.
I was in the studio with this, so go ahead.
Rock here we on. Go. Let's kick it off.
Not the first person to... It's my phone. Who the hell's calling me? Well, I got to play another song here. I got to go answer that phone. Let's see who it is. That's Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom. You're on the air.
Available.
Thank you, Mom. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Very important that you, when you live in Queens, you have a parking space. Thanks, Mom. She's not listening.
Though. I love Mrs. Leonard.
She's not listening right now. She never listens to my show. She once got not angry, but like, aren't you going to get in trouble for saying that? You know, which is like every time I talk on the air. So, we got to get back on your show. Remember
yeah.
the magic moments? Of her short up.
I loved your mom on Motormouth Radio.
There was a time when she called up on 7440, which is the number right here, WHPC. But
yes.
Remember she called up, and I still remember, I tell
yes,
this story very often. She called 7440 thinking I was still at the number, which is the line here. So my mom, not realizing that there's another show on the air, goes, is Robbie there? And then Chris, of course, is loving this. So he's like, oh, no, he's in the other room. Can you have any car questions? And so my mom brings up the fact that, you know, why do women get so get such a lack of respect when they go buy a car?
That's right.
And she went on for like 15 minutes with Chris, and I wasn't...
Bronk actually
the Bronk, yeah.
volunteered...
To go shopping for a car.
Shopping.
And of course my mom, because she gets impatient sometimes, just went and bought one the next day.
Yeah, that was quite an ordeal. That was a great phone call, and Rob remembered that. We spoke about it before the show. And,
it's true, and our old co-host Steve Brancatello wanted to take Mrs. Leonard to go buy a car, but she went and bought one like the next day after we had the conversation on Motormouth Radio.
Right.
From what Rob said, she just went out and bought a car. But that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And still remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, here's another one. We don't have the dates compiled this year, but we had. We had one of our contacts from MightyVac, Jeff Craig from MightyVac, call in. We talked about all the new tools and whatnot. And as we never know, we do live radio. Our listener, our friend Tom from Massapequa, called in to get in on the fun. So listen to how Tom handled one of our callers. This is great. Play. Okay. I see we're back to right where we were before. this isn't going to work today, Chris. It took me back to track one. Oh, my word. All right, we got to make a command decision here of what
dial it in.
Yeah.
Well, basically what happened was Jeff Craig was on from MightyVac. And he was, you know, it's funny because Jeff had mentioned that he was a kind of a radio guy, which was kind of cool because he literally fell in with what we were talking about and having a good time and talking about the MightyVac products.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Tom from Massapequa, who is a regular on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day show, he is always finding a way to sneak in that highlight. And this way, and this time he didn't disappoint.
No.
So unless Ray can rack it up on the track there because we can't do imitations of him.
No, you know, and just so you know, instead of hitting the button on the console, which I was afraid would have stopped the CD, which
right.
then, of course, would have started it again, I paused the CD player.
Yeah, that's probably would have been the right thing to do.
And when I went to unpause it. This, were we talking about the CD players being a little funky? Right. Yeah.
Exactly. And the CD player's giving you a little bit of grief.
Absolutely. So that ain't working. Let's see. Let me think. How long was Rob's bit? It was a minute and something, right? It was.
Oh, yeah.
This is a total train wreck right now.
Let me see if I can find the track here and I'll try and send it to you.
Yeah, replay it. That'd be good. Nah. If this. Yeah, if this doesn't work, it's not going to work at all. So, because we have 20 of these things to get through. So,
right, exactly. We only have an hour show.
That's exact. So we're behind schedule already.
Right. Good. So, hey, you know what? We needed a Mother's Day catastrophe.
Yeah. Let's see.
Loving this. So he's like,
all right. Well, Rob,
that's Robbie. You know what? Just play it. Just play it. Just play it.
Yeah, good idea. You're right.
Let it go.
All right. So listen for yourselves. You'll figure it out. We'll send you the track list if you want. Mail us at motormouthradio@ncc.edu.
To go shopping for a car.
Okay. I'm just going to put this up and play.
She gets impatient sometimes. Just when. Bought one the next day.
Let's see what we have on our line. Say hi, Cole. You're on with the Motor Mouths, Ray Guarino, Chris Switzer, and Mr. Jeff Craig from Mighty Vac.
Hey, Motor Mouth. Good morning. It's Tom from Massapequa.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I'd like to say Jeff is pretty impressive with his technical knowledge and his research on the show. Thanks so far. I had a couple of questions, Matt. Is he able to hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fire away.
Oh. Would it be safe to say, one's humorous and one's legit, would it be safe to say that Mighty Vac sucks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure Jeff never heard that before.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. You know, sometimes it blows, too.
Exactly.
You guys are good. All right, here's my serious question. Jeff seems to have done a lot of research on the show, and I'm wondering if the research he did was just for the thing or if he's really a true listener. So my question to Jeff, it's evident he did research, but Jeff, are you aware, do you happen to know how many polyps Ray had in his last colonoscopy?
You know, my research didn't go that deep.
Yeah. We've only known this man for a week, Tom.
He only went arms length. He only went elbow deep.
No, seriously, guys. Hey, listen, Jeff, your technical knowledge, I like hearing that technical stuff, so thank you. And thank you for calling into the show. Have a great... Guys.
Oh, I'm hoping they're going to have me back. Are you kidding? I'm a radio geek from years back. I used to get in trouble, be in bed at 1 o'clock in the morning listening to the WLS in Chicago.
Ooh.
Or one of those clear channel stations in the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we all did have the headphones on.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Don Kirsch's rock concert.
Yeah.
Midnight Special. There was a couple of them that were out. Yeah, I used to watch all of those.
Tom, thanks so much for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, Tom. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah. Always enlightening when we get Tom from Massapequa.
And I've seen grown men. Older than us, if you can believe it, they're still walking. They'll go out and they compete for that plastic trophy, and they bitch and whine and complain if the same guy that beat him 8 shows in a row beats him again. Like, no, he's got a rusty nut on the back. Oh, you got to look at it. You got to get underneath and get a magnifying glass.
He's got a rusty nut on the front too.
Right. You got to get under the car with a magnifying glass, a telescope, 3 lights, and 2 spectroscopes, but you can see it. And like, oh, geez. And I've seen guys do that, literally fight and whine over the stupidest things at car shows.
And I used to get the Hydro Seal back in the day that used to have the layer of water on top. Remember they used to put the water and it would emulsify?
Uh-huh.
That was to keep it from evaporating?
That was the stuff. Was the stuff that whenever I'd use a brush on a carburetor and a drop of it would always end up and hit my cheek and it would just burn.
And it burns for the rest of the day.
Immediately burn.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Nice beauty mark, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it'll take them right off, man.
That's why I look like this.
And there's been times where I've had friends like, yeah, I put it in my Hydro Seal. I was like, don't do it overnight.
No.
And then they're like, my where's my holly? And like, your holly's gone, sir.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It melted.
Right. Exactly.
I've talked about this before. I treat the channel like a car magazine. The car magazines.
Right.
So we would do Cars Illustrated, which was really kind of like a, I don't want to say a copy, but we patterned it after the car craft from the early 1970s, late 1960s, early 1970s. And, basically a general interest, drag racing oriented or gearhead, traditional straight line based magazine that covers all of the different aspects of the hobby sport. So if you're into drag racing, but you're also going to be into this. And, you're going to have this kind of car, and you're going to do this kind of work and these kind of tools. So we try to do the channel like an old school car magazine.
Right.
And so ground zero is things that go fast in a straight line, but we bounce around the universe of stuff on the periphery. So if it's an off-road Jeep or if it's a an electric car fire or whatever,
yeah,
it's all
yeah.
it's all based on that. Did that make any sense?
No, it did.
There was a time, I went through a couple of years without mastering the art of a manual transmission, and no one would really
teach me. I've known you, yeah. Which is about 20.
Yeah. My wife says the same thing. You yes. still haven't mastered.
Right, right. So you're talking about some other years, though. There's some other.
Right.
Okay.
Earlier years.
I want to hear about those. That's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I had to go out and buy my own car. And I went out and bought a 1980 Honda Prelude. It had a 5-speed. Yeah. And I remember driving it home. And being completely aware of how one drives a stick shift. But I made the mistake of getting off the parkway, and I got out of fifth gear, and I dumped it into first.
Oh!
And I'm still coming around the corner doing like 45 miles an hour, and I let off the clutch after I scraped my face off the windshield.
Yeah, right. And got your rear end off the guardrail. Yeah, that must have been a sight. Note to self. Right. No power downshifts.
You go right to the demo derby with that one, right? With the pipe sticking straight up. You go, right to the field.
That's right.
Right to the fair. I'm
very, very familiar with that, actually. That's kind of one of the spots I got my start in with working on cars. Yeah, my grandpa, he owned a mechanic shop. And so, you know, when I was a kid, I'd work with him on his race car. You know, we were on a rail. Big block Mopar. We'd go to the track. It was a lot of fun. I worked at a mechanic shop for a while. But then we got into the high school and college, and a couple of my buddies, Jared and Jason, they were big into the derbies and the bumping around the county fair stuff. And so I got to cut my teeth a lot. You know, you tear apart a car, you just make it work.
That's awesome. I'm sure there's about a ton of stories that you could tell just on those days alone. Just making stuff work.
A lot of days, a lot of nights, long nights.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. A lot of bleeding. Oh, don't worry. A little electrical tape and a little gauze. We're fine.
We were good enough doctors. That's all we had to be.
Well, yeah, that's basically what it comes down to, you know?
And another cool product that I found recently is called Nut Wax. I don't know if you've seen the video I did with it.
Yes.
But
what is that? I'm new to this. What is that called again?
It's called Nut Wax.
Nut
Wax.
And
it's a super, super simple product. Like, we've all been in situations where you needed a screwdriver and it's going in a place where if you drop it, it's a problem. Or you can't magnetize. You know, a screwdriver tip that'll work in everything. For instance, stainless steel screws, right?
You
can magnetize the screwdriver.
Yeah.
Well, this stuff is just a wax compound. You just put a little bit on the tip of your screwdriver, and it'll hold screws and nuts in your socket, and, you know, the nuts in your wrench.
Now, this stuff, this is something that Chris needs. I mean, we all do, but because many years ago, Chris, I know he remembers, I happened to give Chris a nut brush for Christmas, and it was made to clean his lug nuts, and he misconstrued it, and he said, hey, how come you didn't give me the stainless steel one? I like the metal bristle. I'm like, no, this is... What? So anyway, that was a whole other thing. But the nut
clay, nothing was going to make me smile like nut wax right now.
Right.
Well, I remember listening to the radio show where you was talking about that.
Okay. So
it's been a while back. It's probably a year ago.
Like 10 years
ago. I got all new material right now.
Right.
Happy 20th year.
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
You believe it?
I'm so happy for you guys. It's not just you two doing it, and also your family being supportive that you did 20 years of talk radio.
Well, it's 20 years of getting us out of the house on a Sunday, which is nice.
It's true.
But the only problem is the back of the seat ripped, and he put a piece of tape on it. The guy says, yeah, I like the tape on your seat. You can park with us. It was a perfect seat.
So the people that hang out there based on that attitude are probably all from the Northeast.
Okay.
If you're a typical Midwesterner that has moved to Florida, they're not going to be the same. They're going to look at the seat and go, oh, well, maybe it'll get fixed on its own. Be thankful that you have the seat.
Right, right.
They're completely different.
Right, right. All righty. That was the first half of our extravaganza, which, of course, I see now isn't doing what I wanted it to do already. So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, after Tom from Massapequa called Jeff from Mighty Vac, we had Ray, you ranted about your car show participants and the rusty nuts. Of course, we had Christian call in and talk about Hydrosteel, you and him wafting romantically about how Hydrosteel can melt a carburetor overnight. And Tony DeFeo called, Uncle Tony, talked about his car cultures of the past, right? What else? How are we doing?
Yeah, you got it. Then we talked about your proficiency with driving a manual transmission and doing power down shifts. Justin Airbets, of course, our new friend from up in Michigan, was talking about how he got into the car hobby. And our good buddy Clay Kuhn from down at Kuhn Trucking in Mississippi talked about nut wax, a favorite
nut
of
wax.
A crap. Right.
Yes.
And then Bob from Rockville Center was congratulating us, of course, on our 20th anniversary that we are celebrating this year. And Chassis John just took us out with a thing about people from out of state, how they assimilate in Florida.
Right.
So,
and now we have to wait. We have to keep going now. You have to now try and get to track 11.
Well, you know what? It's going to be we are on track 11. Hopefully, we just lost a few seconds of it, but we're going to take our close to the bottom of the hour break. Do you have an honor group today that you can share with us?
Well, son of a gun, I do.
All right, what do you got?
The Motormouth Radio honor group of the hour. This Mother's Day is if your mom understood the strange, erratic, and nonsensical behaviors of a car guy. Did your mom let you take over the garage and basement with all your car junk? Did your mom let you wash car parts in the kitchen sink? Did your mom not mind you ruining the driveway cement with all your rusty hulks and all those driveway stains? Or did your mom not mind you using the washing machine to wash your dirty clothes? Well, if your mom's life was totally upended because you became a motorhead, then you are part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. There you go.
I fall into that one 110%.
So do I.
And we have to say that as, when you're listening to this station, Saturdays at 9 a.m., nice early in the morning, you want to listen to Sabor Latino, hosted in Spanish by Lillian Newton. And you'll listen for the latest in salsa, bachata, reggaeton, and romantic music. That's Saturdays at
Musical 9. Musical Romantico.
Yeah. So we're going to kick off part two after we just do a little bit of take care of some business here. Hopefully it'll work seamlessly, and we'll be back. So keep it where you got it on Motormouth Radio, 90.3 WHPC.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls?
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Limerick and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop will fix your car. CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. All repairs include the CarStar Lifetime Nationwide Warranty, ensuring that the experts at Celebrity Chase Collision are always on your side.
Y si hablamos español.
More information is available by calling 516-593-0920 or visiting online at celebritychasecollision.com.
All right, a nice quick short break because we want to make sure that this is going to work for our second half. So we are back, and we're going to try, Chris, to...
Right.
We're going to try to make, let's see if our second half will work. If this works correctly, we should be hearing from Joey from Mill Creek Fab Shop, where he's rebuilding a lathe from, I think it was the 1920s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
It was kind of crazy. So let's see if we can pick up where we left off on our Mother's Day special 2022.
AutoZone to get parts for an old lathe, that's for sure.
No, you make them if you have to.
Where do you start?
Well, you know, what they say, you know, if you got a challenge, you know, I'm not disabled, I'm differently abled. And
there you go.
So I take on the challenge and I just spearhead it and take it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And the cool thing about it is I'll be able to make parts for people for their old classic antique stuff. But, yeah, I know how to read a tape measure. I learned at a very young age there, Tyler, and that kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. And I wanted
if you
to
could
call
read a tape measure, you can co-host the show.
Is that Dick Vitale I hear talking?
Joe, I got to give you my best Dick Vitale imitation. Take it, baby! There you go. When it comes down to working on vehicles, I know it's me. I know it's me. I know, okay. I know that I do everything bass-ackwards. I know I do. I've been accused of it many times. My jobs get done. Don't get me wrong. They get done. But, yeah, you could put down on my report card, doesn't play well with others. You could totally do that.
Yeah,
it's the truth. I don't know why, but I'm not the guy that's going to take over. I'm the guy that's going to back up and go, all right, dude, you all know more than I do. Go right ahead. Where's the flashlight?
Yeah.
I'm cool.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. As long as the job does get done and everybody knows what's going on, that's really the main thing. You'll remember Little Caesar and the Romans, Chris. I remember you probably played those on the all-night oldies station that you worked at.
Wait, was that those oldies but goodies remind me of you?
Well, I think you need a key tune-up in there. You got a little bit of a...
I love that. I'm going to save the recorded version of this show and just isolate that part there, Chris.
Yeah, that'd be
it's going to be my ringtone.
So you were an auto technician at the time when, I guess you could say, it was evolving. Like, because I remember electronics in the 70s where they would roll this box up to the side of the car and they would throw these mysterious clamps on different components and lights would go on and off. And
Sun diagnostic.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's big old sun diagnostic.
I'm thinking more the Brainiac 2000. You know, it's like.
Now that's a reference.
Yeah.
Has anybody, Dave, has anybody come up with like the greatest way to use a power probe appliance? Like, has anybody stepped up to you and said, hey, I fixed a washing machine, or hey, I fixed a Sherman tank with one of these things? Was there any sort of strange way they were applied and were successful?
I've heard some pretty amazing ones. You talked about a Matco tool dealer, a guy trying to unload a toolbox and his tailgate lift wasn't working. Got his power probe out, lowered it down.
Yeah.
The tool I just sent you, the ECT 3000, you talked about a guy like looking for a wire in his yard. I've literally had customers say they've done that. They've tracked copper plumbing in their walls.
Wow.
A guy had electric heated concrete floor that had a break in it. He tracked that with that tool.
There you go.
Some of the creativity of our customers is just amazing.
Yeah. No, that's great. You know, I love to hear stuff like that because it'll give me ideas.
Think about the greaser in high school. Okay, so you got the football, you got the quarterback, and he's going out with the cheerleaders, and you know he's the top of the game in high school. But think about the greaser who had dirt under his fingernails. He worked in a gas station after work. Socially, he was an outcast, but he had, you know, let's say a GTO. Only a few people appreciate that. But as time went on, the football player hurt his back and it became fat. He got divorced from the cheerleader, but the greaser still had his GTO. And now he's Mr. Popularity because he's sitting in his carport and people are knocking on his door all day long. So, you know, that's another reason that, like, I think, you know, it's a way to get attention. It's whether it's subconscious or intentional, it's a way to get, you know, people are constantly knocking on your door and now suddenly you're the popular guy. And the third thing is hoarding.
Right.
I talked to a psychologist about this, and it's in the book that...
My wife wants me to, too.
You mine, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's a compulsion where people feel inadequate unless they have stuff, and they feel that they have to collect a full set. So some people might have, you know, baseball cards, or it might be bicycles, or it might be newspapers. In our case, it's cars. And Keith Martin, who's editor for Sports Car Market Magazine, gave me a great quote, and we can all relate to this. The difference between hoarding and collecting is the appearance of organization. Whereas a hoarder, you can't find your way through their house because there's stuff stacked all over the place. A collector has things on shelves, but, you know, it's all the same.
But you were saying about identification. Mm-hmm. I was listening. I was actually listening on the way in.
Wow.
Okay. Go figure.
Hard to hear that.
Yeah. the dial's broken.
Yeah. So now we are on the phones, back to with the fun, and we're talking with none other than da da da.
Hey guys, it's Hey Macro Man. What's up?
Hey Brian, how are you?
Hey Brian, how are you, my brother?
Man, just having fun out here being a bounty hunter.
You got to tell us about that. But I when I asked, I've had listeners getting in touch with me now saying, "Oh, he's at Harbor Freight." They understand the lingo.
Yep, that's one of them. Downtown, beautiful Laurel, Maryland, out here in the parking lot.
So tell us why the Matco Tool Man is at Harbor Freight on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, unfortunately, there's a few people that like to buy stuff and not pay. So when they owe money, they stay away from us tool guys because they know that we can track them down within our system. But unfortunately, they still need tools, so they run to Harbor Freight, and unfortunately, I find a few people to have a little collection.
Wow. Holy smokes, Brian, that's brilliant.
When Brian first told me that, I thought it was excellent, because the guy can't get credit now from Macco, can't go to Snap-on, can't go to Mac if the Mac guy's around. We know that, you know, man ain't coming, that's what Mac stands for. But they need tools, and you can't go to Craftsman, and you can't go to Sears, so where are they going to go? Harbor Freight. So.
Yep. So I just kind of hang out. Usually I go later in the afternoon, but my spidey senses or my tool senses, I went a little early today, and it hasn't been too bad. I, you know, got my Cash App, Vimeo, credit card machine, and take cash.
Did you get lucky at all? Did you pick anybody?
Oh, yeah, I've had a few.
Nice. Nice. I love it.
It's perfect. Hysterical. Totally get it. Well, I hope your bounty hunting turns out lucrative for the rest of the day.
I'm staying out here for a little bit longer, and usually I come up after the show. But like I said, something told me to come a little earlier and just hang out and, see what's going on. And hopefully I can track down. And actually, I think I almost have a fish on a hook here.
You know, you could always try this. You could always pipe the show out over like a PA speaker. And either the sound of our voices will attract them to the truck, or maybe they'll repel them, and then you can run after them. It's like spooking a bird out of a tree, and then you know which way to shoot. Hey, it's worth a shot, right?
That's it. I think I got to go, guys.
All right. Go get your fish.
Okay.
We'll talk later, Brian. Thanks.
I'll be in touch, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. So long.
See you guys.
That's good. Be safe. Go reel in that fish.
He caught a live one.
He caught a live one.
That is great.
Brian fishing in the Harbor Freight parking lot.
Let's go to the phones and say hi. You're on to Motor Mouths.
Hi, we have Reagan from Trumbull with a technical question for Chris.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go. What do we got?
Can you tell me what the dwell angle is on a 327 Chevy and how it affects performance?
Go, Chris. It's all yours.
A dwell angle on a small block Chevy would be, and this is something I've learned from my longtime radio colleague.
Right.
Is anywhere from 28 degrees to 32 degrees.
You got it.
Right?
That's right.
And any other questions you have for the Motormouth Radio staff, Reagan?
Anything else for Chris? You want to quiz him on something else?
How do I change the timing?
Ah.
Ooh. Ray, you want to field this one?
Well, you need a wrench to loosen the distributor on a conventional engine of V8 or V6 or six-cylinder configuration, and you need a timing light to set the degrees, which will be listed in the service manual as either before or after top dead center. So it's a little more complicated than that, but that may take a visual instruction. You have to come down to the station. We'll meet you in the parking lot, and we'll do that like we've done in the past.
I'll be down at 2 o'clock.
Excellent. Just, you know what? You bring the coffee and cookies, and we'll bring the technical advice.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks, Reagan.
All right.
Bye, Pat.
Hi.
That was my cousin, Pat, and his granddaughter, Reagan.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling.
And I think they found a way to make our Best of All Mother's Day show. It was very... That wasn't hard to do. Very
exactly.
Good.
It's never hard to make the Mother's Day show. It's never hard to make the promo.
Right.
Not on this show.
Yes, absolutely. And with that, we're back in with the crowd.
Ah, it's good to see the crowd once again. Give me a martini after that one.
So now, since the whole apple cart got upended on this show,
yes,
we'll do things a little in reverse, and we'll talk about, now we have time to talk about, these great bits. Of course, Joey from Mill Creek, he's in the back, because he worked on Lewis Lee's bus project, the Project Schoolie, where they raised his full-size school bus, what was it, like 18 inches?
They raised the roof, yes.
They cut
all the window frames out, and they kicked that whole entire roof section up 18 inches on a school bus, which is no easy feat, but these guys were able to do it and do it well. And I for one was impressed seeing some of the videos that Lewis Lee was posting online that were just phenomenal. What they were doing was just phenomenal.
And then,
that was Joe.
And then he pulls out this Dick Vitale. When he said, I'm like, who the hell is Dick Vitale? What the hell is that? And you know, which is great because I sure as heck didn't.
Sports.
Yeah.
Sports thing. Which is funny because I know just as much about sports as you do.
Yeah, right. Well, but we know different things, so that it always overlaps like everything else.
Right.
So.
Well, it worked. And we talked about my shortcomings.
Right. That was nice of you to throw that out there. And as we do on the show, we throw out the good and the bad and the indifferent. We don't care.
That's funny because whenever you and I, the few amount of times that you and I have actually worked on a car together, you've always taken over. And I've always said, fine.
Right.
I'll go get you the tools. What do you need?
Right.
You take over. Yes, which is always cool. There's always a primo and a segundo. And I know where I am.
And then, of course, we had the primo Carl Anthony on, who recurs on this show from automoblog.net.
Yes.
You got to check them out. They know more than most people do about the state of cars today. And I dropped Little Caesar and the Romans on. I want to see if he ever made that his ringtone, because yeah, that would have been a cool thing to do. And, of course, hopefully not your singing rendition of it, but Little Caesar's, of course.
But I was right.
You are. Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, I'll sometimes throw you a little, a little clue at what the musical entree may be. And listen, you know, I guess in my mindset, I'm not, like, we're not here to, you don't want to have an answer like, I don't know what the hell. I kind of, you want to kind of throw a softball so that it's, and I figured that would be as softball as I could get with, if you didn't know that, or if you used to play in 50s classics, we were all in trouble. So.
Yes, my time being, spending time on the Friday night edition of the Saturday night doo-wop sock hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you try and say that three times fast.
No.
When I worked at a small station in Westport, Connecticut. Yeah. Sure. I remember all those.
Right. And then, we talked to Dave Barden from Power Probe. That's a tool that I use often in the shop and at home. It's a fantastic diagnostic tool, and Dave is a great sport. I mean, you never know how guests are going to take the banter that, because we never set out to, of course, we don't ever set out to make anybody look bad or anything, but sometimes we'll banter in our normal way, and we don't realize that it may come across differently to guys who are from out of state. We don't think that.
Right.
But Dave, guys like Dave and you know, Jeff Craig, guys like that, they take it. You know, we're fortunate to have a bunch of guests that are just as crazy as we are, I guess you could say.
And yeah, and it, you know, you think about how do you make a power probe-like tool, a diagnostic tool like that, entertaining? And we found two good bits
right
that we could put in the Motormouth Radio extravaganza, the Mother's Day extravaganza. We found two good bits from Dave. He was very good.
Exactly.
And it was a good hour of informative content that we did a lot of chuckling, which was nice.
That's true. And then our favorite, one of the guy who goes way back with us to the beginnings of this show, you know, one of our first, I think, mainstay guests was Tom Cotter.
Right.
You know, he was from Long Island, and he came into the studio one time. He was actually here with us, and he's helped us a lot with a lot of, you know, different things along the way. And he's always gracious enough to come on when we need somebody to talk about cobras or barn finds.
And it's always good to talk with Tom, because Tom definitely is on our level when we have an exchange. And I love when he jabs the show.
Yeah.
Like there was one time he said, what are all these callers that call the show, you know them all. What are they, all cousins or something?
Right.
You know, and when he was on, the last time he was on, he was like, how many listeners you have now? 9?
Right, so, exactly.
I love Tom, because he just goes right for the jugular, and it's great.
Well, that's
exactly what we love.
He's a New York guy, so he knows how to play New York hardball. And
right.
Yeah, and of course, it doesn't flap us. We know, like, okay, we expect that from people.
Completely. And that's what I love about Tom. It's so endearing to him that we can all play in the sandbox very well.
Speaking of the sandbox, then, of course, our buddy Pirate Paul threw you a perfect promo bit.
With the dials broken.
Yeah.
When he was talking about his identification of his dune buggy.
I think he said he was listening on the way in, and you might have said something. He goes, oh, well, the dial's broken. And like basically had no choice. Well, your choice was to turn the damn thing off.
Right. You can turn it off or listen to us.
Right. Then this bit just happened a few weeks ago. It was our good friend Matt O'Man Brian, who he's a Matco tool dealer down in Maryland. And he's like a skip chaser of sorts, because a lot of times guys will be in the shop and they have tools on credit, and it could be Matco credit, could be, you know, truck credit, and then they lose their job or they leave their job, and, you know, they don't call the guy and say, hey, you know what, I know you owe, where can I meet you to pay you the money I owe you? You know, some guys might, but most won't. And Brian found an ingenious way to find these guys. Like, they show up at other shops that he services.
Sure.
But he goes to Harbor Freight Tools on a Sunday afternoon and sits in the parking lot and waits. He says, because he knows these guys now can't get Matco credit. They can't get Snap-on. And the Snap-on guy and the Matco, they talk to each other and share stories about who's here, who's left, you know, who's on the hit list of owing money.
Sure.
So they can't go to the tool guys. And, of course, Sears is now defunct. You can't go there and buy Craftsman tools. So I guess you can go Lowe's, but they'll go to Harbor Freight. And Brian, you know, what a great idea he had to scout out the parking lot. And he does. So, he grabs some fish, and he gets paid.
Going fishing in the harbor.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it, fishing in the harbor. Wow, that's you got to make a graphic for that. Right. That's cool.
But yeah, and just to actually have Brian on the phone when he explained what he was doing, and then being successful at the end of the phone call. He says, look, guys, got to go.
Live. He saw one, man. Live. He grabbed him.
He had a fish on the hook.
Right.
That, to me, was hysterical. I loved it.
And then one of the sweetest young ladies we ever had on this show, Reagan, was on. Now, how old is she?
Reagan is, she will be 10.
What a great speaking voice. What a great manner. I mean, she's quick, too. She's fast. She's fast.
She knew her stuff, yeah. But the funny thing was that we didn't answer the question completely.
No, I know.
Because she asked about performance, and right. I just heard it, literally just now, and went, oh, my gosh, we only answered one part of the question.
Yeah.
It's like, how does the dwell affect the performance?
Right. Well, I just saw you trying to get out from under her, so I let it slide.
No, because I'm thinking about it. As we're talking about it now, I'm like, well, it's of course it's going to affect the performance. You're going to have the car either running if the gap of the points are too wide, it's going to run like blah 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 blah. It's going to do a lot of that. And if the gap is too close, it's going to actually race, right?
Well, it's basically you're going to be retarded or right. advanced kind of on right. that on that side of it. So, yeah, the car will run. You'll see the difference in performance because the dwell angle will be off. It'll be either too great. Right. When the points are closed, the angle gets greater. When it's open, it gets less. It's an inverse thing. And either way, it won't run right. Right.
Right, right. So, yeah, I totally forgot to even answer that.
I know. I'm surprised she didn't nail you on Easter when she saw you. Hey, Uncle Chris, by the way, you didn't answer my question. Yeah.
Call again.
Right, right.
Keep calling with the same question. It's fine. We'll take your call. No big deal. You can be a regular.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So that was the Mother's Day, Motormouth Mother's Day extravaganza that happens every year at this time. And this time, you could tell it was definitely... pre-produced and thrown together, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've never been free from technical glitches, and we may never be. I don't know. It is what it is, so we deal with it, you know.
There's too many buttons that need to be pushed and too many...
It's like we spoke about before the show. It depends. Now, when I did this the second time, the board did what I wanted it to do. It paused the machine and reactivated it, but I was afraid it wouldn't the first time, and that's why, because there's other times during the show where I have, if I'm playing a show, I'll give you a little behind the scenes here. Yeah. When I play that song, that intro for the, at the break, play a few seconds, I learned, that of course, that plays in the background, I pot it down. But then with the promos that I play and all of that stuff and whatever ad I may have to play, sometimes the song had timed out. It might be a quick song, like a minute and 40 or a two-minute song. And then sure. I went back and the song was done. I'm like, oh, my God. So I learned to check the timestamp of the song. And then if it's a short song, I pause it on the cassette, on the player. And
good
then when
idea.
I know I'm getting close, I unpause it. And, of course, it plays right from where it left off, right?
Let it roll, sure.
This time it didn't do that. Why? Why? I don't know why.
Amazing.
It's
amazing.
The man mechanics interface doesn't always
work. Yeah, it's the truth. And you know what? It is the joy of live radio. And we've said it all the time. It's the way it is. It's what happens.
Right.
And it's what makes people... makes us endearing to people, and it makes people just switch right off.
All right, right.
So
you love us or you hate us, it's all the same thing.
Well, I always feel, this is the type of show that people take a break from when they're listening to good automotive talk shows. They take a break from them, they come to us.
Right.
And they listen and they smile.
To get the real scoop.
Let's see how rear car guys that have no clue about anything audio mechanical, let's see how they do a radio show.
Well, that's true, yeah. That's very true, yeah.
You can tell there's a future in this business, right?
Yeah. So I look forward, of course, to, another, we timestamp our years weird, the anniversary is, it falls, it doesn't, we don't do anything, January to, normally.
No, it is a
January anniversary. It's not the first.
All over the place, yes. Yeah. And that was the reason why we did the Mother's Day show in the first place, because we couldn't get a guest. I mean, back 20 years ago, when all our mothers were around, we couldn't get a guest.
Right.
Because we were all visiting our mothers, so no one wanted to do a show on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So we came up with this grand plan to play all these best bits throughout the year. And that started, what was that, 2004, I think we started doing that? Because the first 2 years, we were like, 2002 and 2003, we were like, oh, we don't know what to do on the Mother's Day.
Well, that's when I started, was 04. And
right.
I remember, you were playing those bits off cassette.
Yes, exactly.
So it was all off cassette tape. You had to flip it after a certain point. So.
That's why we took the bottom of the hour break, because I had to flip the cassette.
Right.
We don't have to do things like that anymore.
No, another peek behind the curtain.
But yeah, that was the reason why we did what we did.
Yeah.
Was because no one wanted to come in and do a show.
Right.
So we would record it and then play that whole show on Mother's Day, and we'd go spend time with our moms. And of course, time goes on and situations change. And you and I, what was it, back in 2006, 2007? We were like,
oh, the heck with it. Let's just go in the studio and play it live. Like, right. All right.
Sure. Why not? We said, hey, why not? So I don't know. I want to throw it out to the listeners and see, like I've said to you many times, we always have this extra material, this stuff we didn't use. And, you know, we could certainly do something. I thought about this, like maybe twice a year, not Mother's Day, of course, because it only falls once a year, but, you know, 6 months, maybe in November, do another, you could do like another best of recap, only because these bits, I mean, we hear them months later and say, wow, that was great. I forgot all about that. That was fantastic. So, and not everybody can hear every show and certainly remember it. So, I don't know, I'd be curious to see what the listeners think if they would want to hear something like that.
Yeah, later I would be curious as well.
Yeah.
If they would, because like you said, the bits to me are gold. I mean, that's what I love. It's one of those side benefits of doing this program. It's that when you get that interaction between people and the fun that goes on is just, to me, it's priceless. It's something that you just enjoy doing. And when you can capture that lightning in a bottle and get it on a record, get it on tape, it's there's just nothing like it. And I love reliving them every right. once in a while. Just like finding, you know, the whole goal was to find, I think I had mentioned, you know, when we did the first bit with Rob and his mom, that was, I was just looking for a time where Rob will announce our Motormouth radio show, like, because we come on after he does. So I was hoping that he had a good Motormouth radio intro for our show. Yeah. And that's what I was looking for. And I stumbled on that 10-year exchange back in May April of 2012. And I'm like, oh, this is gold. We gotta relive this again. So, and it was nice to find. It was a good yeah. trinket to unearth.
Well, that's what I mean. Everything old is new again, and stuff like you said, you've stumbled into some of the older shows, and I just found one on my computer that had the title was really strange. It was from 2016. It was a show Joe and I had done, and I just started listening to a little of it, and I like, wow, I want to listen to the rest of it. It was fun. We started off with a funny note. There's all those little hidden gems.
We've done good shows, not this week, but we've done good shows in the past.
Exactly. And hopefully we will again in the future.
Yeah, we're going to start once again compiling the promos, compiling the bits. Hopefully we get some nice, colorful calls, and we get some good information out there for the 2022-2023 season. And we're just going to put together. I always say these... Motormouth Radio is just a car show that we do just to gather up those bits to play on days like today. So.
Well, yeah, that is exactly what we do. We cultivate that stuff.
Right. So let's start it now. Let's start the insanity at this very moment.
For us, next week starts the beginning of a new year of clips and bits. And
right.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get another promo out of this stuff because they are priceless. They are real. That's the thing that we can hear that reminds us every week of how good the callers really are, because they do.
Agreed.
They make that promo.
And there's some of those Mother's Day bits that I use that I didn't use, I should say, because they're promo worthy.
Okay.
And I find that there's a difference, a slight difference, but a difference.
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm. Right. You go, oh, this is better as a promo than it is as a Mother's Day bit. Got to save this.
Well, like in that case, like we talked about, I think Paul's bit with the dial, that's a promo bit. Yeah, you know, that would have been perfect. And many times when I isolate this stuff, like I'm sure you do too, you know that in the bigger clip there's promo worthy drops. So
yes.
There's a whole, I don't know if you want to call it a science. It's just a thing. You know,
it's becoming a science. It's becoming theories.
There's a lot going
hypothesis.
On.
Yes. Yeah. It certainly is. And I'm always looking forward to it. And it's sometimes it's finding the time to compile them all together. Cool. And I always appreciate, because you actually do the lion's share of all that, because you send them to me all the time and say, here's the highlights of the show. And I'm like, I start picking at it and looking at it and analyzing it, holding it up to the light.
And again, that was from going back from way back when I, you know, you were doing this, and I said, I remember like every year it was a thrash on your part to get the I got to find the bits. I got to find them. I'm like, you're doing it now, like 3 weeks before Mother's Day? And I said, why not every week? And you said, oh, that's too much work. I said, you know, I don't think so for me. I think that's the way I'd rather. So I just started doing it and giving it to you.
Yeah. And I've much appreciated. It's always appreciated when you do that, because then I have them and I just scour through those and pick and choose. And there's every once in a while I'll start rummaging through and I'll find some stuff that maybe will work, maybe not. And it's all, that's the fun part. It really is. It's just the time. It's, like I always said, there's always that one thing I always, there's a short list of things I want to do if I'm incapacitated.
Yeah, exactly.
If I break a limb, if I'm stuck in bed for 3 weeks, okay, I got my laptop. I can scour through some audio files and put some stuff together. So that's basically what the hard part of the show is, of doing the Mother's Day and compiling the information, is actually scouring through the shows. But you do that already, which always helps me out.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's always a good thing. But Mother's Day is just an extravaganza for us, and I always appreciate every year we can get together and do it, whether they turn out good or turn out like this. One way or another, it's always a lot of fun.
And it's a lot of fun, and we will continue to do it. That's for darn sure. You know,
sure, exactly. And that's the goal here. So what do you got left for Mother's Day for the rest of the day?
I don't know. We'll get home and figure it out. We'll see what's what the kids do, and we'll take it from there. And I think my daughter wanted to cook dinner tonight, so I think I'll be helping her in the kitchen with some good old Italiano food. I think we'll be doing that. And, we don't make it a big thing. Of course, the kids get older, things kind of, you know, it is a day, but we kind of, it's not maybe as extravagant as it used to be. So, but we'll just have fun, you know, family time. That's what it's all about.
That's it. That's what's the most important thing. I'm going to be doing the same.
So speaking of family time, you want to spend time with Bruce Springsteen and his family? Well, Kim Tracy right here is the woman to do it for you. She will be doing Thunder Road right after we leave, the best of Bruce and the bunch. So call and wish her a happy Mother's Day. So, Chris, what do you always say when we get out of here?
Don't follow us home and go kiss your mom.
Right. With that, we'll see you next week. Ray Guarino for Chris Switzer, Motor Mouth Radio out. We'll see you next week. We'll do another Start This Shebang All Over, 90.3 WHPC. See ya.
See ya, bye.